Hello everyone, welcome back in our part 2 of how to create a responsive e-commerce website using HTML, CSS and JavaScript. And in our part 1 we have created this beautiful homepage using HTML, CSS and JavaScript. And then we have also learned how to create a responsive website using CSS media queries. Now in our part 2 we will create our shop page. And inside this shop page we will create a list of products. And then we will create our pagination so that we can add multiple product page in this website. And after creating our shop page, we will create our single product details page like this one. And inside this page, we will create a beautiful JavaScript gallery so that we can change the images and we can see the designs. And then in the left side, we will create some product summary and featured products and all of this. And after creating these pages, we will make them responsive for different screen size devices. So first we will create our this beautiful shop page. So for creating our shop page, let's go to our code editor. And here you can see that this is our index file, our style sheet and our script file. Now we have to create a new HTML file for our shop page. So that's why here you can see that we have a tutorial folder. And here we have to create a new file. And the file name will be shop.html. That's it. So guys, here you can see that we have a shop.html file. Now let's go to our index file. And from here, copy everything. Then paste it here. That's it. Now let's go to the top. First, let's collapse all the sections. That's it. So for creating our shop page, we will need our header and we will need our hero section, but we don't need our feature section. So that's why delete the feature. And I don't need the banner and I will keep our product 1 and I don't need the small banner and banner 3, but I will need the newsletter. Okay guys, so this is our structure. Now let's save it, and if I go to my website and if I go to my tutorial website, here you can see that we have now index.html in our URL. So I will simply change the name. It will be shop.html and then type enter. And here you can see that now we are in our shop.html file. And in our shop page, here you can see that we have our navbar, we have our hero section. Then we have our featured products, new arrivals, and then newsletter, then footer. Okay, this is now good. Now first, what I'm going to fix, here you can see that in the navbar, here you can see that home page is still highlighted. But we are in our shop.html file. And that's why we have to highlight our shop link. Okay, so that's why let's go to our code and open our header. And here you can see that we have a class active. So I will simply remove the active class from our index.html file and then I will add this active class in our shop.html. Now save, and if I go to my website and here you can see that now our shop link is highlighted and it indicates that we are now in our shop.html file. Okay, so in our shop.html file, first we have to change our this hero section. If I go to my website, here you can see that we have a small header. So we have to create a header like this one. So that's why let's go to our code and close our header. Then close our index.html file also. That's it. So open our hero section. And here you can see that we have our h4, h2, h1 paragraph and button. Now from this tag, I will remove the h4, then remove the h1, then remove the button. That's it. Now let's go to our website and copy this heading, then paste it here. That's it. Now save and go to our website. And here you can see that we have our heading and our text. So after this one, we have to now change the background image. So for changing the background image, if I go to my HTML, right now the ID name is hero, but I will change it and it will be page header. That's it. So guys, here you can see that we have a new ID which is page header. Now I will simply copy this page header from here and then go to our style sheet, then go to the top here, and here you can see that we have our shop page comment. Now underneath this comment, just paste the ID. So first thing I will do, I will change the background image. So that's why call background image and then URL, and inside my folder I have an image folder, then I have a banner folder, and from our banner folder I will take our b1.jpg. That's it. Now save and go to our website, and here you can see that this is our header section, but this header is now taking the height of this text. Now we have to add a custom height, so let's do it. First I will set a width of 100% and the height will be 40 vh. Now save and go to our website, and here you can see that our background image is now taking height of 40 vh. Okay, so after this one I will add some background size and it will be cover. That's it. So after this one, I want our this text to be center of our header, so that's why I will use display flex, then justify content will be center, and then text align will be center, and then flex direction column. Now save and go to our website, and here you can see that our text is now in the center. So after this one, I will add some extra padding, and padding from everywhere it will be 14 pixel. So after this one, now we have to change the color of this text, so that's why copy our page header, then paste it here, and then target our h2, add a comma, then paste the id again, then target our paragraph. Now change the color, and the color will be white. Now save and go to our website, and here you can see that our this text is now white. Okay, so after our header, now we have to remove this heading, so that's why let's go to our shop page and close our header. Then if we open our product one, here you can see that we have a h2 and paragraph, so I will simply remove this one. That's it. Now scroll down and go to the ending div of this section. Here you can see that we have an ending div, so I will simply remove this ending div and the ending section, and then I will also remove the opening section of another product and then the opening div tag of another product container. So just remove this div and section. That's it. Now here you can see that all the products is now inside of one section, I mean inside our one product ID. That's it. Now save and go to our website, and here you can see that all the products is now inside our one section. So guys, here you can see that we have now successfully created our products. Now what we have to do, we have to add a pagination at the bottom of our products. So that's why let's go to our code, close our this section, then create a new section, and then create an ID, and the ID will be pagination. That's it. And then I will add some class, and the class name will be section padding. That's it. And here we have to create an anchor tag, and the href will be hash. So first one will be 1. Now simply copy this one and then paste it 2 more times. Now second one will be 2, and the third one will be actually an icon. If I go to my website, if I scroll down, here you can see that we have an icon for the third button. So that's why we have to create an icon tag. So for adding the icon, we have to add a class name, and the class name will be fal space fa dash long dash arrow alt right. That's it. Now save and go to our website, and here you can see that we have our 1, 2 and our arrow. Now we have to style our pagination. So for styling, let's go to our code, copy this pagination, and then go to our style sheet, then paste it here. Now first I want this text to be in the center, so that's why it will be text align center. Now save and go to our website, and here you can see that our text is now in the center. After this one, we have to style our text. So that's why copy our pagination, then paste it here, then target our anchor tag. First, I will remove the underline. So that's why text decoration will be none. Then we have to add a background color, and the background color will be this one. Then we have to add a padding. Padding from top and bottom will be 15 pixel. From left and right, it will be 20 pixel. Then we have to add a border radius, and it will be 4 pixel. Then we have to add the color of our text, and it will be white. Then add a font width of 600. Now save and go to our website. And here you can see that we have our beautiful pagination button. So after this one, we have to style our this icon a little bit. So that's why copy this pagination and anchor tag, then paste it here, then target our icon. And here I will add a font size of 16 pixel, then font width of 600. Now save and go to our website. And here you can see that our these three button is now looking so beautiful. And guys, here you can see that we have successfully created our shop page in just a few minutes. And this shop page is looking so premium. So after creating our shop page, we have to create our this single product details page like this one. So for creating this one, let's go to our code. And then after our shop.html file, we have to create a new HTML file. So for creating the new HTML file, just go to our folder. Then from here, create a new file. And the file name will be sproduct. It means singleproduct.html. That's it. Now from our shop page, copy everything. And then paste it in our singleproduct.html file. That's it. Now let's go to the top. And from here, first we have to collapse all of the section. That's it. And in our singleproduct.html file, we will need our navbar, and then we don't need our this section. That's it. Now save and go to our website. And right now here you can see that we are in our shop.html file. So we have to simply change the URL, and it will be single. It means sproduct.html. Now type enter. And here you can see that we are now in our sproduct.html file. Now inside our file, first we have to create our this section, this product details section. So for creating this section, let's go to our code. And here underneath of our header section, we have to create a new section. And then we have to add an ID. And the ID will be pro details. That's it. And then we have to add a class, and the class name will be section padding. Now copy this class and then paste it here. That's it. And inside this section, if I go to my website, here you can see that we have two different sections. One is our left section and one is our right section. And inside our left section, we will create our this slider, and inside our right section, we will create our these details. So let's create two div tag. And inside our first div tag, we have to add a class name, and the class name will be single pro image. That's it. And inside our this div tag, first we have to add our this big image. So for adding the big image, create an image tag, and I have an image folder. And inside my image folder, I have a products folder, and then I will take the f1.jpg. That's it. Then I have to add a width of 100%, and then I will add a separate ID for only this image, and the ID will be main image. That's it. So after our main image, we have to create a div tag. And inside this div tag, we have to create all the small images. I mean our these four images. So that's why first we have to add a class name for this div tag, and it will be a small image group. That's it. And inside our small image group, we will create separate div tag for separate images. So that's why first we have to add our first smaller image. So that's why we have to add a div tag And the class name of this div tag will be a small image column. That's it. And then create our image tag. I have an image folder, I have a products folder, and then take our f1.jpg, and the width will be 100%. That's it. And then we have to add a class name inside this image tag, and the class name will be a small image. That's it. So guys, here you can see that we have successfully created our first a smaller image. Now I will simply copy this div tag and then paste it 3 more times. That's it. And from here I will simply change the image name. Now save and go to our website, and here you can see that we have 4 images, a small image, and then we have a large image, and this first image will be our main image. So now we have to fix the width for our these sections. So for doing this, let's go to our code, and from here copy our product details, go to our style sheet. Here you can see that we have a single product comment, and underneath of this comment paste the ID, and then go to our S product, and from here copy this class name, then paste it here. First we will add a width of 40%, then we have to add a margin right 50 pixel. That's it. Now save and go to our website, and here you can see that our this image is now taking 40% of width. Now we have to make these images as smaller, like this image. So for doing this, let's go to our code and then go to our S product, and here you can see that we have a div tag. Now copy this class name of this div tag and then paste it here. Now I want all of these images to be in one row, so that's why display will be flex, and then justify content will be a space between. Now save and go to our website, and here you can see that all the images is now in one row. Now I want to add some spacing between these images, so that's why if I go to my S product, and here you can see that we have class name for this div tag. Now copy this class name and then paste it here. Now here we have to add a flex basis, and it will be 24%. Then we have to add a cursor pointer. Now save and go to our website, and here you can see that we have now a space between them, and we have a cursor on those images. So after this one, now we have to create our this details page. So for creating the details, let's go to our code, let's go to our S product, and then collapse our this div tag, and we have to add a class name, and the class name will be single pro details. Okay, and inside these details, first we have to create our these headings. So that's why let's take a h6, then create a h4 tag, and the text will be this one. Then create a h2 tag, and then it will be price, and the price is $139. So after this heading, if I go to my website, here you can see that we have a select size section. If I click on this section, we have a drop down menu so that we can select one of them. So we have to create this section. So let's create a select, and from here remove the ID and the name. That's it. And inside our select, let's create an option and remove the value. That's it. So our first option, if I go to my website, here you can see that our first default option is select size. So it will be select size. Now let's copy this option and then paste it 5 times. That's it. And it will be XL, then it will be double XL, then it will be a small, and it will be large. That's it. Just remove the last option. Now save and go to our website, and here you can see that we have our heading, our price, and then we have a select option. So after this one, we have to create our this input section and our button. So that's why underneath our select, we have to create an input tag, and the type will be number. And if I go to my website, here you can see that by default we have select 1. So that's why we have to use value, and it will be 1. After this one, let's create a button, and the button name will be add to cart. That's it. After this one, let's create a h4, then create a span tag, and inside this span tag we have to add our this text. That's it. Now save and go to our website, and here you can see that we have our all the details. And then let's go to our style sheet. First we have to copy our this ID and then paste it here. And I want this two section, I mean the image and the details, to be in one row. So that's why we have to use display flex. And then I want to add some space from the top. So that's why I will use margin top, and it will be 20 pixel. Now save and go to our website. And here you can see that our this image and our details is now in one row. But our this section is taking so much width. So we have to fix a width for our this section. So that's why copy this ID and then paste it here. Then go to our S product and from here copy this class name. Then paste it here. Then we have to add a width of 50%. Then I will add some padding from the top and it will be 30 pixel. Now save and go to our website. And here you can see that our this section is now taking 50% of width. So after this one, first we have to style our this text and the heading. So for doing this, just copy this text, then paste it here and target our h4. And for our this first heading, home and t-shirt, we have to add some padding. And padding from top, it will be 40 pixel, from right 0, from bottom 20 pixel, and from left 0. And then copy this one again, then paste it here. This time we have to target our h2. Then I will add a font size, 26 pixel. Now save and go to our website. And here you can see that we have our text and our this heading. Okay, so after this one, now we have to style our this select option. So that's why copy this text and then paste it here. Then target our select. First we have to use display block. Then I have to add some padding inside the section box. And padding from top and bottom will be 5 pixel, from left and right it will be 10 pixel. Then we have to add a margin bottom of 10 pixel. Now save and go to our website, and here you can see that our select option is now looking much better. So after this one, now we have to install our this input section and our button. So that's why copy this class and ID, then paste it here. Then target our input. First we have to add a width of 50 pixel, then we have to add a height of 47 pixel. Then I will add some padding from the left side and it will be 10 pixel. Font size will be 16 pixel. Then we have to add a margin right and it will be 10 pixel. So after our input section, let's target our button. So for targeting the button, just go to our S product, and here you can see that we have a button. So inside our button, we have to add a global class. If you remember, we have created some global styling for our button, and we have some specific class name for those styling, and the class name will be normal. That's it. Now save and go to our website, and here you can see that we have our add to cart button and our this input section. So now we have to add some background color for our button. So that's why just copy this class and ID, then paste it here. Then target our button. Now I will change the background color and it will be this one. Then the text color will be white. Now save and go to our website. And here you can see that we have our add to cart button. So after our button, if I click on our this input section, here you can see that we have an outline around our this input section. And I don't want to have this border or outline around our input section. So that's why I want to remove them. So what we have to do, simply copy this input and then paste it here. Then we have to add focus. That's it. And here we have to add outline none. Now save and go to our website. And if I select or if I click on this section, here you can see that we don't have the outline anymore. And if you want, you can remove the outline for our this select section also, but I don't want to do that. Okay, so after our this section, now we have to install our this text. I want to add some line height for the text. So that's why go to our code and then copy the class and ID from here, then paste it here, and then target our span tag, and we have to add a line height, and it will be 25 pixel. Now save and go to our website, and here you can see that we have now beautiful text for our product details. So guys, here you can see that we have now created our product details. So after creating our product details, we have to add a featured product also. So for adding the featured products, let's open our index.html file, and here you can see that we have one section for our product and we have another section for our product. So I will simply copy this section and then go to our S product, and after our this section, we have to paste our that section. That's it. Now let's go to the top, and here you can see that we have our product section, and in this section we have 8 products, but I want to add only 4. So that's why I will simply remove the last 4, or you can also remove the first 4, but I will remove the last 4. So just select 1, 2, 3, and then 4. Okay, now we have selected 4 of the products, and then simply click on delete. That's it. So now we have only 4 product left. Now save and go to our website, and here you can see that we have our new arrivals, and then we have now 4 products here. Now I will simply change the heading, and the heading will be featured products. That's it, and then paste it here. Now save and go to our website, and here you can see that we have our featured products and our text. So guys, we have successfully created our product details page, but we have one more thing left. We have to make this slider working. It means if I click on this image, I want to show our this image in our big image. If I click on our this image, I want to show this image in our big image. So for making these images working, we have to go to our code, and first we have to collapse our this section and our this div also. But we have to open our this single pro image div. Okay, so after this one, underneath of our footer, we have to create a script, and inside our script we have to add some JavaScript code so that we can make our slider working. So first we have to take our this main image. So for taking the main image, first we have to take a variable, and the variable will be main image, and for our main image we have to call our document dot get element by id. And if I go to the top, this is our main image, and we have also added a id main image for this image. So copy this main image id, then paste it here. That's it. So after our this image, we have to take our this a small image. So that's why create another variable, and it will be a small image, and then call our document dot get element by class name. Okay, this time we have to take the class name, and if I go to the top, here you can see that we have a class name which is a small image, and this a small image class name is common in our these 4 images. So that's why we have to take the a small image class name and then paste it here. That's it. So guys, after this one, now let's understand the function. If I go to my website and if I click our this image, I want to replace the image source with our this image. Okay, if I click on our this image, I want to replace the source of this image with our this image. So this is so simple. Let's go to our code, and here first we have to take our small image, because if anyone clicks on our small image, then I want to replace the image source of that small image in our main image. Okay, so that's why we have to take the small image, and here I will use the array, and the array index number always starts with the 0, so that's why it will be 0. And if anyone click on our this small image, it means our first small image, so that's why we have to add a click function which will be onClick. So if anyone clicks on our this first image, which is our index number 0, then we have to run a function, and inside this function, what we have to do, we have to simply change the source file with our main image. So that's why take our main image. Then we have to take the source, and then I want to replace the main image source with our small image. So let's call our small image, and the image number will be 0. That's it. And call our src, it means source. That's it. So guys, if anyone clicks on our first small image, the first small image source name or source file will be replaced by our main image source file. Now I will simply copy this one and then paste it 3 more times. Now after our first image, if anyone clicks on our second image, and the index number will be 1, because after 0 we have to put the index number 1. So if anyone clicks on our second image, I want to replace the image source with our main image. And if anyone clicks on our third image, then I want to replace the third image with our main image. And if anyone clicks on our fourth image, then I want to replace our fourth image with our main image. Now save and go to our website. And here you can see that our first image is now showing in our main image. And if I click on our second image, here you can see that our second image is now showing in our main image. And if I now click on our third and the fourth, here you can see that these small images is now showing in our main image. So guys, here you can see that we have successfully created our JavaScript slider so that we can switch the images and we can check the different designs. Now after this one, let's go to our real website and go to our shop page. Now if someone click on this product, then I want to go our shop details page. But in our website, we don't have that page. Here you can see that we have our shop page. And if I click on our this product, nothing is happening. So now we have to make this product clickable. It means we have to add a product details page in our this product. So for doing this, let's go to our code. And then let's go to our shop.html file and open our product. And here you can see that we have our container, and then we have our first product. So this is our first product. Now we have to add a page with our this product. So for adding the page, let's go to our div tag, and here we have to add a small script file, and it will be on click. And then I want to change the window, so that's why we have to call the window dot, and it will be location. And then we have to add an address, so that's why it will be href. And if anyone clicks on our first image, I want to go to our product details page which we have created just now. So the page name will be as product.html. So guys, here you can see that this is our first product, and if anyone clicks on our first product, then I want to redirect our user in our this page, it means our shop product.html. Now save, and if I go to my website, and here you can see that we have our all the products, and we have our first product. Now let's click on our first product, and here you can see that as soon as I click on our first product, we are redirecting in our single product details page. And guys, this is so cool. Now we can see the product details page of a specific product. And let's see if our this page is responsive or not. So inspect our website. And here you can see that in our medium screen device, our shop page is looking good. Now let's move on our small screen device. And in our small screen device, it is looking stunning. Okay. Now let's go to our medium screen device again, and then go to our shop details page. So this is our shop details page, and in our shop details page, everything is looking good in our medium screen device. Okay, now let's go to our small screen device, and in our small screen device, this section is still in our one row. Now what we have to do, we have to change the aligning in our small screen device. So first, let's go to our style sheet, and then go to the bottom, And here you can see that this is our small screen breakpoint. And inside this breakpoint, first we have to add a comment, and it will be single product. That's it. Now comment it. Okay. Now let's go to our code. And now if I select our this section, here you can see that we have a display flex. Now we have to change the aligning. So that's why copy the rule from here and then paste it here. Now I will remove the margin top, display flex, and now we have to add a flex direction and it will be column. Now save and go to our website, and here you can see that our image and our these details is now in one column. Now we have to fix the width. So that's why select the image, and after selecting the image, here you can see that we have the width of 40% and the margin right of 50 pixel. Now I will simply remove the margin right and increase the width, and the width will be 100% and the margin right will be 0 pixel. Now save and go to our website, and here you can see that our image is now taking the full screen. So after this one, we have to do the same for our these details. And if I select the details div tag from here, here you can see that we have a width. So I will simply click right and copy the rule from here, then paste it here. Now the width will be 100%, and I don't want to change the padding top, so that's why I remove this and save and go to our website. And here you can see that our this section is now taking 100% of width. So guys, here you can see that our this single product page is also looking premium in our small screen device. This is looking so good, guys. And guys, here you can see that we have now successfully created our single product details page. And inside our this details page, we have created a JavaScript slider. And then we have created our details. Then we have made our this page responsive for different screen devices. And then we have also created our shop page. Then we have created our pagination. And then we have also made this page responsive for different screen devices. And guys, we have done with our this part. And in our next part, we will create our blog page. And I hope you guys are enjoying our this course. And if you guys really do, then please subscribe, like this video, and press the bell icon for the future videos. And if you guys have any question about this video, please let me know in my comment section. That's it guys for today. I will see you in our next part.